Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and is assistant to the worldwide promoter of the Dominican laity. Her preaching is entitled, Happy Birthday.
The responsorial psalm. O Lord, you search me and you know me. You know my resting and my rising. You discern my purpose from afar. You mark when I walk or lie down. All my ways lie open to you. For it was you who created my being, knit me together in my mother's womb. I thank you for the wonder of my being, for the wonders of all your creation. Already you knew my soul. My body held no secret from you when I was being fashioned in secret and molded in the depths of the earth. And a reading from the Acts of the Apostle. Paul said, God made David, the king of our ancestors, of whom he approved in these words, I have selected David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will carry out my whole purpose. To keep his promise, God has raised up for Israel one of David's descendants, Jesus, a savior, whose coming was heralded by John, when he proclaimed a baptism of repentance for the whole people of Israel. Before John ended his career, he said, I am not the one you imagine me to be. That one is coming after me, and I am not fit to undo his sandal. My brothers, sons of Abraham's race, and all you who fear God, this message of salvation is meant for you. The word of the Lord. I hope you don't mind that I've chosen the psalm and the second reading rather than the gospel. It's because the gospel, it seems to me, it hardly needs comment. It's just a stunning tale of conversion. And it speaks for itself. But what's so lovely about these other readings is the way they interact with the gospel, the way they offer us, if you like, another light on the gospel. First, the psalm. It's Psalm 138. It's actually much longer than this. This is just an extract. But it could have been spoken by the Baptist himself. Known by God, marked out by God in such a special way. Already you knew my soul, my body held no secret from you. Oh yes, exactly, that is it. John was knit together in his mother's womb, precisely so that he could become the extraordinary figure he was, passionate, ascetic, solitary, but driven to mission, a prophet and a martyr, if you think about it. And then you get Paul and his clarion call. 3 points, and then an absolutely breathtaking conclusion. Point one, Jesus is a descendant of David. This young carpenter whose birth and life and death make him look about as unroyal as you can imagine, actually has the blood of that fabulous figure, King David, in his veins. David, who, according to tradition, wrote the very psalm that we were talking about earlier. Point two, John heralded Jesus by preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. You know, traditionally, we tend to think of him as a rather forbidding figure, but what he did was what any good preacher does. He told his listeners how to live, how to behave, how to put aside their habit of sin. He proclaimed the good news. What more could we possibly have asked of him? And point three, John uses that lovely, lovely image to express his humility. He says, "I am not fit to undo the sandal of the one who is coming after me." This is an indirect way of saying that Jesus is so far above him, and that obviously means so far above every one of us, that we can't even pretend to be like the very lowest, least, humblest of his servants. And then that conclusion, when Paul reminds us that John's message is for Jews and Gentiles alike, not separated by prejudice or by cultural differences, but united in the most glorious way. Listen to what he says again. "My brothers and sisters, children of Abraham's race, and all you who fear God, this message of salvation is meant for you." That's John's message. What a man. Happy birthday, John the Baptist. ¶¶